something.
Something like that, yeah.
And this will be 850,000 new, plus that 50 that we still have agreed to, but it'll be a total of 900,000. And that we're ready to go in January, and then what comes in the next month will depend on two things: what Congress will do and what other nations will do. We're willing to do more than our part. And that your own feeling in the past has been that it ought to be, others ought to bear at least half the load, that there are other humanitarians besides us, and that if the Indian government will take the lead and consult the embassies and report to us between now and January the 10th, why, we'll be glad to make our recommendations when Congress gets in there.
Very good. One other question.
We'll be glad to meet with this committee.
Good.
But I'm not going to take the bold stuff, and I'm not going to take the old patsy line in the State Department. I'm not going to be forced by India. I want to feed my neighbor if I need to, but I'm not going to let him come in and put a pistol in my head and tell me what I got to do and when. And I think you ought to make that pretty clear to Nehru, if you talk to him at all. And I'll talk to Royal Rostow, so Rostow and State understands what we're doing. If they got any objections, they can call me. But tell them that I am in a position, when you call me back and say that the committee recommends 450 and 450, a total of 900, of which will be 800 odd new, whatever else we owe them, to be shipped immediately. And that we will, if Congress hasn't acted, you think that they would make another recommendation of something similar to this for the next month, but that we expect Congress to act.
All right.
And we're going to ask them to take it up the first thing, and that you're going to get in touch with us, the leadership, Mansfield and McCormick, and it's that you meet with the committee when they all get back, go into it further, and you'll meet with the legislator, and we're not going to be arbitrary. You sure what the Congress decides will be largely whatever judgments they have, and plus what other nations do, so we can show the other nations we want some help from them too. Then I tell Walt to meet with you and Nehru, and you all tell Nehru that we've gone out 28 embassies now, and he ought to go out and say that we've taken them through the February period, and we'll be glad to negotiate a permanent agreement with them when we see what others will do, and when we see what the Congress will do.
All right, sir.
Is this satisfactory? Do you think this is all right?
Yes.
All right.
I've got one more question now on this letter that I want to be sure.
I want to be sure you're aboard, because if I'm going to give them that, I don't want to give them against your will.
No, I...
Because I would... I'm tempted not to give them very much. All right, go ahead.
These fellows also recommended, because of the fact that there are so many... so much currency over there, that in this instance, that this be done as a grant.
No, I wouldn't do that.
One sale.
No, I wouldn't do that, Todd.
Right, you continue under other procedures.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For their currency.
I'd rather give away their stuff than not have something to give away, and I think they feel a little bit better if they feel like they're paying something. And I think there's bound to be one man in America smart enough to figure out how to use these things. And I won't shut up. I'm going to pick somebody. I'd like to have your help. You're bound to be somebody that's got sense enough to know how to spend money in India. And I damn sure spend it, and I don't think they'll want so much then. As long as they know it's not being spent. Can't you buy hemp or anything over there?
Not very many things that we can buy.
Just get your research people and see what you could do. Can't you build houses or embassies or something over there?
Yes, we're doing a good bit of that if we can get congressional appropriations for it. But the trouble is Congress won't appropriate
it. They won't appropriate this money?
No, this has been our problem.
All right, we'll work on that.
We'll work on it.
Okay.
Have a nice Christmas.
All right, now you give me a recommendation of that that you can put on a teletype after you talk to Walt about the lines we've agreed on, saying that they've recommended it through March, but we want to try to get it up as soon as January. We want to get other countries in. We want to get the congressional sentiment, and therefore for February and early part of March, you think it's imperative that we ship 900,000 tons, 450 and 450, that that'll involve 833 or 44, whatever it is, new tons, and that you recommend that this be done. And just as soon as I get that on the ticker, tell Walt to send it down here. I'll call you right back, and you can call a backgrounder and tell them that this is what they recommend and that you've talked to the various agencies of state. I wouldn't even say the president. I just say I've talked to the others, and we all pretty agreed, Mr. Rostow and Mr. Blutz down in the level there. And we're going to do it, and I'm drafting a resolution. I'll be in touch with the leadership to ask for early action on it. I'll meet with the committee as soon as they all get back. One went to Saigon, one went to Europe, one went somewhere else. But that I've talked to them, and I've got their agreement, and therefore I'm going to order this ship today, and you do the ordering of the shipping.
Yes, we've got some of that standing by. All right. I'll talk to Walt and get this on the wire down to you, and then you'll call back.
And get him aboard and get the state man aboard, too.
All right.
Be sure you got your committee in line. Okay.
All right. Bye.